Troy Fitano. Excited to have him as a member of this organization. He's a Steeler. We spent a great deal of time with him. We met with Troy at the Combine. Pat Myers attended his pro day. We had him in here for a 30 visit, and like I said, we're excited to have him here, and you know, can't wait for the rookie camp to see him here.
Is he sticking left? Or is he
1 second here.
Let's go. Really excited about Troy, as Omar said. Man, the tape was just really, really impressive. Not only in terms of his talents, but really, I think his talents were really highlighted by the way that Washington utilized his talent schematically. Man, you saw everything that you wanted to see. You saw him out in space in the perimeter game, be it crack toss or wide receiver screens. He was great in the run game. He was a great drop back passer, pass protector. We had great visits through the process. We went to Tuscaloosa, obviously, to handle some Alabama business, but we had an opportunity to really talk to some people in Tuscaloosa that you know, had some firsthand knowledge of his capabilities, the coaching staff, and, you know, he just checked every box. We're really excited to have him, and we'll pause and open it up for questions.
Does he stick at left tackle, or do you try him on the right side?
Right now he's a tackle. Maybe we'll have a little bit more detail for you in the morning. No, we're not concerned about that. We legitimately see him as a tackle.
Omar, how much did it help that six quarterbacks were taken early that the draft fell your way?
Yeah, I'm sure that in the grand scheme of things, that definitely helped. Not just for us. I'm sure there are other teams that that helped. But said we're excited to have him.
Omar,
yeah, I would say that, you know, he was a player that we had rated really high up on the board, and he was one of the guys that we were hoping would be there and that we were targeting. And you know, when he was, we were on the clock when they we were at 19 and waiting for to see what the Rams picked, and you know, it was just we just felt really good about it. He's the player we wanted.
Hey. I think position aside, he was the highest rated guy on our board, and so that just speaks to our level of excitement about having an opportunity to get him.
Omar, as this went on, did you field any calls, or where was dropping about moving back, or
things like that? Yeah, I mean, the phone was ringing, obviously, to move up, move back. It's just part of it, and at the end of the day, we had the opportunity to move back if we wanted to, but. When we were at 19 and waiting for the Rams to make their selection, and you know they picked who they picked, and we weren't moving off Troy.
No.
The mental tape being impressive, but when you guys met with him, what off the field?
You know, his commitment to the game, his passion for the game, really was very evident in communicating with him. That was relayed to us by those that had an opportunity to not only coach him, but we talked to a lot of guys that played with him. His passion is real. It is a calling card, coupled with his tremendous athletic talent.
Speak to you guys about his affection for Troy, the tattoo, and talk about the other Troy.
Yeah, a lot of that. I think his dad is the original Steeler fan in the household. But just, you know, he's really excited to be here. We'll let him speak for himself. But he is just a very impressive young man. Upside, young guy in the draft pool, a lot of talent, passion for the game. We're just really excited.
Omar, we took over a couple of years ago. I know Andy was even talking about filling out the trenches, the offensive line. 2 years in, you pretty much did that. Why is that so important to you guys in the organization to have those guys up front? Exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, for obvious reason, you know, I've said it from the beginning, the offensive line, defensive line, those are big priorities, you know, the big men, and that's where it starts, right? We want to be a physical football team, and it's got to start up there.
Mike, obviously, most tackles check in 6'4 or taller at this level. What is it about Troy that gives you the confidence he can do it, and are there other guys that he reminds you of who've done it at his size?
You know, what are we talking about? You know, if he was a quarter of an inch taller, you might not be asking that. He's got great arm length, and his tape is very, very impressive. It's probably one of the reasons why he was available to us, so we really probably appreciate his stature, to be quite honest with you.
Every one of those 10 minutes were the longest 10 minutes of my life. I promise you that. Yeah.
He is not kidding you either.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, he wore me out.
Is that doubly true whenever it's that many tackles to fill in
part of it? Oh, absolutely. But, you know, and just because it's him, like Coach mentioned, he was really high on our board, and just hoping he'd still be there at 20. And, yeah, it's glad. I don't even know what time it is right now, but it's 10:53. Yeah, it just – you know, can't say enough about how excited we are to have him. This guy loves football. I mean, I can't wait for you guys to get the opportunity to talk to him.
Just turn the tape on.
Yeah. This guy loves it.
Omar, it seemed like he was really high on a lot of other people's stories earlier. There were some stories that came out about medical concern about his knee that they bumped him down. Are you guys okay on that front with him?
We wouldn't select him if we weren't comfortable with it. You know, and I can't speak for some of the stuff that's put out there and what's true and what's not and what other people are saying, but you know, we're comfortable.
And how was that phone call? He seemed pretty emotional on the
screen. I'm sorry?
He seemed pretty emotional. How was that phone call?
He was. You know, we were laughing at him a little bit earlier because he looked angry because some tackles were coming off. But you want that. You want a guy that takes it personally, and I think that he does. You know, he just shows all the signs of the type of guy that we want to do business with. It's important to him.
Obviously, you know, y'all spoke about how he's on the field and off the field. Were there any other qualities that stood out to you regarding him?
I just think his relationship with the game is a pure one, man. He's a competitor. He loves football. He loves the things that come with football based on talking to those around him, the preparation things, the training, practice. He's just... he's a black and gold type of a guy.
He's a great teammate. No, so he's a great teammate also.
You guys talk about sort of the figure out process, but maybe early in the process, I don't know if it was during college football season or whatever, but do you remember anything about how he first got on your radar? I know Watson played a lot of good games, and maybe how you first got interested in him.
Yeah, our scouts early on, you know, they felt really good about him. You know, Mark Bruner, you know, he's a Washington alum. He's one of our scouts, and I joke with him. I think the only school he scouts is the University of Washington because he talks about those guys so often. But he was the guy we were intrigued by early on.
For me, watching them late in the season, just trying to, you know, they were making a lot of noise out west as a collective, as a football team. And so I can remember laying in the hotel room watching them late one evening, and it was just really impressive schematically the things that they were doing that highlighted his skills. Their perimeter game was very left-handed, and just watching it from a spectator's perspective, it just lets you know that left tackle was a special player in their eyes just by play selection. Not very often do you watch tape and see plays being called to highlight a guy that's not ineligible, but that's what it looked like watching UW tape.
Did